flappers, and there were no more books to go around. So I just started looking, and Langston Hughes and his name, and another guy, Arna Bontemp, they start coming up, so I decided I'd do my own hit. Because Langston Hughes didn't really start coming into his writing prominence until after the 20s, and around the 30s, right around 1935, when he started writing a lot of his work, and I didn't want to do poetry, and that's all he wrote in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I'd do this book.
What is Bontemps, how do you pronounce that, you know?
I say Bontemps, but he wrote several short stories and stuff like that.
Where was he from?
I don't know. I have no idea. But Rudolf Fischer, like, he wrote several short stories. He wrote for the short story magazine and several of the magazines, and he was gonna become, they say he was to become one of the greatest black short story writers, but he died. He got ill in 1933 and he died in December 1934.
How old was he?
33 or 34, something like that.
And he just started starting.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've never heard of him.
I know, she hadn't either. I had a, it took me, I went to, when I found out, like, the only thing at first that I could find out about her was in books about, critical books about Negro writers.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked in this library, I looked in all the public libraries, and they had none of, they didn't have The Walls of Jericho. And so I went to Payne College Library, and there they had them. And they had a whole section on them, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Payne College is pretty good in terms of black history. Do they have lots of stuff?
Yeah, my mother went there. And, like, she had been telling me all along when I started doing it on other things, why not do it on the Negro writers in the 1920s? And I said, no, nobody wants to hear that. And then she said, now that you've got nothing else left, do it on what I told you to do it on in the beginning. So I looked, she has a book called The Negro Caravan. It's a collection of short stories by Negro writers. And it has a selection from his book, his novel, The Walls of Jericho. And it has another story he wrote. I can't think of the name of it right now. But it was another of his short stories that was famous. And it had like a short bibliography or a biography on him. And that's when I decided that that's what I'd do it on. So, and the only reason I knew that after we had gone to all the other libraries, she goes, I don't know why I didn't think to tell you to go to Payne College first. Because when I went to Payne College and I took my course on Negro writers, and I read the textbook we had to use was The Negro Caravan. They had the Negro writers, and that's where I went, and there it was.
Yeah.
There were two copies of the book.
Mm.
And I just couldn't believe it. After all that searching around, I finally found it. And
yeah.
The place that was most obvious to me in the first place.
Have you ever, you took a course down there at Payne?
My mother did. She did. She graduated from Payne. I didn't want to go there.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me get some information on the tape, just so I don't lose myself here. Today is March 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your full name is?
Cheryl.
Okay. And your address?